This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, Target releases its third quarter results. The Minnesota-based retailer has been trying to recapture its cheap but chic image. From St. Paul, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports on what today's profit report might tell us.
A big push Target had in areas like fashion and home furnishings this fall was to kick it lumberjack style, with plaid shirts, coats, shoes, pillows, even dishes. Edward Jones analyst Brian Yarbrough says Target seems to have nailed the big plaid trend earlier than other retailers.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but I'll be honest with you, I'm seeing it in more and more places.
But Yarbrough wonders if plaid stirred enough excitement to offset other challenges, like unusually warm weather in some states. It held consumers back at retailers like Macy's this fall.
You know, when it's 75 and 80 degrees in October and early November, people aren't out buying winter coats.
Analysts are also looking for an update on Target's grocery business, which it's trying to jazz up. Piper Jaffray's Sean Naughton says over the past year, Target has increased its organic food offerings by nearly 50%. And he says industry-wide, organic sales are growing about four times faster than overall grocery sales.
It's clearly a category that is taking share inside of grocery.
Naughton says Target's grocery changes probably won't make a big difference in its third quarter earnings, but he expects they will over time. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.